Zuckerberg claiming that he is going to bring free speech back to the Meta platforms. That would be Instagram, Threads, and Facebook. Obviously, I'll have the same response to any of these people. I'll believe it when I see it, but this is an interesting development, and he does have an opportunity to surpass Elon Musk, because Elon Musk was on a censorship spree recently. He seems like he's reversing course on some of it, but he has an opportunity to surpass Musk, although, like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. Mark Zuckerberg promises less censorship on Facebook as he scraps biased third-party fact-checkers. Mark Zuckerberg has announced major changes to Meta's content moderation policies and practices on Facebook and Instagram, citing a desire to embrace free speech and avoid censorship. Zuckerberg's changes begin with scrapping Facebook's third-party fact-check system, which is notorious for its leftist bias. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, is undergoing a major overhaul of its content moderation practices. Mark Zuckerberg announced on Tuesday that the company will end its fact-checking program that was plagued by leftist bias. It's not even just the program. It's all of the fact-checking. All the fact-checking and fact-checkers do is enforce propaganda narratives. It's completely dishonest. All they do is lie. The changes come as a response to what Zuckerberg perceives as a cultural tipping point towards prioritizing speech influenced by recent elections. And that is true. In his video, he said, "We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X starting in the U.S. Good. Joel Kaplan, in a press release, he's Meta's chief of global affairs. He said Meta platforms are built to be places where people can express themselves freely. That can be messy. On platforms where billions of people can have a voice, all the good, bad, and ugly is on display, but that's free expression. Kaplan highlighted Zuckerberg's 2019 speech at Georgetown University, where he argued that free expression has been the driving force behind progress in American society and around the world. Some people believe giving more people a voice is driving division rather than bringing us together. More people across the spectrum believe that achieving the political outcomes they think matter is more important than every person having a voice. I think that's dangerous," he said at the time. Kaplan acknowledged that Meta had developed complex systems to manage content in recent years, partly in response to societal and political pressure. However, he admitted that this approach has gone too far. "As well-intentioned as many of these efforts have been, they have expanded over time to the point where we're making too many mistakes, frustrating our users, and too often getting in the way of free expression we set out to enable. Too much harmless content gets censored. Too many people find themselves wrongly locked up in Facebook jail, and we are often too slow to respond when they do. Under the new approach, Meta will eliminate some content policies around hot button issues such as immigration and gender, and refocus its automated moderation systems on high severity violations. The company will rely more on users to report other violations. Additionally, Facebook's now this is interesting. They're going to move the trust and safety team to Texas. They're moving it from California to Texas. That's interesting. That is interesting. Kaplan explained the decision to end the third-party fact-checking program and move to a community notes model similar to the one used by Twitter. He said, "We've seen this approach work on Twitter, where they empower their community to decide when posts are potentially misleading and need more context, and people across a diverse range of perspectives decide what sort of context is helpful for other users to see. We think this could be a better way of achieving our original intention of providing people with information about what they're seeing and one that's less prone to bias. Meta plans to phase in community notes in the U.S. first over the next couple of months and will continue to improve it over the course of the year. The company will also be expanding its transparency, reporting, share numbers on its mistakes on a regular basis. Kaplan also addressed the issue of over-enforcement of policies, stating, "We want to undo the mission creep that has made our rules too restrictive and too prone to over-enforcement. We're getting rid of a number of restrictions on topics like immigration, identity, and that are the subject of frequent political discourse and debate. It's not right that things can be said on TV or the floor of Congress, but not on our platforms." Meta will also be adopting a more personalized approach to the political content, allowing people who want to see more of it in their feeds to do so. Conservatives will be tasked with monitoring Meta's rollout of a community note system closely. When Twitter initially rolled out its system, the users selected to share their input. It was overwhelmingly leftist input, resulting in community notes that reflected ultra-woke political ideology. The program was vastly expanded under Elon Musk when he bought the platform. Community notes is vulnerable, though, to mass flagging, and we've talked about that before. Now, they left out one part that I thought was it made it obvious that I think, at least from this standpoint, the Trump administration, I think, has an idea of what needs to be tackled, because this is a guy trying to save his ass. This is a guy who belongs in prison trying to save his ass, and he had a talk with Trump. And what they told him, this was, I think, for me, the most important thing. And they didn't even mention it in the article. Zuckerberg said they're going to be working with the Trump administration to go after countries that are trying to censor the platforms. That's huge. That's huge. That tells me that either Trump or the people around Trump understand what has to be done when it comes to these like Thierry Brenton and all these ridiculous people, and how they're trying to, I mean, they're not just trying to censor, and I know Brenton's gone, but whoever they replaced him with, but they're trying to arrest Elon Musk, if not get him under control to censor the platform the way they want. And you have all this with Brazil. I mean, there's all these different countries, Australia. So if Trump told Zuckerberg, we want you to help us stop these countries from censoring, that's huge. So what's the overall picture here? Well, like I said, the overall picture, this is a guy, a criminal, who wants to save his ass. And he belongs in prison. Mark Zuckerberg belongs in prison. But here's the reality. The list of people to be indicted is impossible to realistically do, you're just not going to be able to indict everybody. So you got to prioritize people, okay? So what I think is happening here is they realize that Zuckerberg's not like the top guy on the list, but he's definitely a person who belongs in prison. So I think what they're doing is they're saying, listen, you f***ed up time, okay? And now you're going to help us. You're going to help us. If you don't help us, we're going to fuck you hard in the ass, exactly as you deserve. But if you help us, then maybe we'll take it easy on you. Maybe we'll forget anything happened. And I think that's ultimately what's going on. So Zuckerberg went to Mar-a-Lago, talked with Trump. And look, strategically, if you're going to try to, this is almost similar to what's going on with Mayor Adams in New York. Okay, Mayor Adams, not at the top of the list of people who should be indicted, on the list. He betrayed his oath by going along with the immigration policy. So he's on the list, but he's not a priority. I wouldn't put him as a priority. Zuckerberg's probably a higher priority than Mayor Adams, but still not the top of the list. I don't think Zuckerberg's at the top of the list. And so if you can get these people to help you, then do it. And then you'll decide, you know, Trump will decide when the time comes what he's going to do. Did you do a good job? Mark Zuckerberg, did you do a good job or not? Are you actually going to do this? He said, give him a few months. All right, we'll see what happens. If it becomes an actual free speech platform, or it's at least reasonable, I'll go back to Facebook, no problem. But you have to actually make it usable. It's not a usable platform for me under its current iteration. But if they're going to switch it up and make it free speech, great. I'm never going to trust these people. And I still think Mark Zuckerberg belongs in prison. But if Trump wants to strategically use these people, same with like Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos gives Trump $1 million. You're going to help us? Hey, if you're going to help us, I'll take the help. It doesn't mean I'm going to change my opinion. But, you know, this is the other thing. Zuckerberg's not in any position to negotiate anything. What is he going to do? Trump has him completely over a barrel. So he's going to say, yeah, you're going to help us. So he comes out with this video and he said all the right things. And now we'll see if he delivers. But anyway, all very fascinating. And so then the fallout already from this is that the far left PolitiFact has a meltdown over the Facebook ousting of the biased fact checkers. PolitiFact, this is John Nolte from Breitbart. PolitiFact, a disgraced fake far-left unofficial propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, is already melting down over the bombshell news Tuesday that Facebook will no longer allow them or any of the media's fake fact-checkers to censor and blacklist conservative opinions. We can now discuss things like gender and immigration openly. Why? I don't know if it's the case right now, but supposedly in the next few months. Tuesday morning, Meta's chief Mark Zuckerberg told the corporate media to kiss his ass in a video where he announced an end to censorship on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Further, more than once, he referred to the corporate media with the red pill term legacy media. That's true. Look, here's the thing. I have no problem with people if they change their mind, if they realize they made mistakes, and then they are on the correct side of an issue. I have no problem with that. The problem with people like Zuckerberg is these are people who committed what you could argue were crimes against humanity. So I don't really, I'm not of the opinion. Like, I'm not going to my opinion about Zuckerberg unless he becomes like an absolute, unless he starts doing that is so based and stunning that it's just like some, I don't know. I don't even know what that would look like. I can't even comprehend it is what I'm saying. But I try to be a reasonable person. If you truly do something spectacular to make up for all your mistakes, then maybe. Do I think that'll happen? 0% chance. But a regular person who says, oh, yeah, I used to believe this shit, but now I realize, okay, no problem. I have no problem with that person. I'm not interested in being like an unforgiving, unreasonable person. But there's a difference between a normie who realized that they were propagandized and people like Mark Zuckerberg with what they did. Because what they did around the I would argue, is unforgivable. 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 But like I said, he's in no position to negotiate. And if Trump wants to use him as a weapon to help his administration, so be it. I'm completely fine with that. Not going to my opinion of them, but yeah, use these people, use whoever you want to use. Mayor Adams to try to sell the mass deportations. Fantastic. Zuckerberg claims he's not only reversing these policies, he will work with incoming President Trump to push back on governments. Yeah, see, Nolte has the key part here. This is what I was saying. To push back on the way that was phrased, they're going to push back on governments around the world going after American companies and pushing to censor more. Like I said, I wish that I was in the room when Trump and his advisors were talking. I just wish I knew. Is this Trump or is this Stephen Miller? But whoever it is, they seem, when it comes to censorship, they understand a part of it. This is multifaceted. It's not just the other countries, but it's also our State Department. However, if the State Department is no longer going to be pushing on these countries, and then Trump rolls up to these countries and says, stop it, they're going to stop. I love how all these countries are acting like Canada's like, there will be, and I don't think Canada's going to become the 51st state, but they're like, oh, there's no chance in hell. Okay, what are you going to do? Anyway, I think a lot of this is bluster. I think a lot of this is the ask strategy. And especially with like tariffs, that's why people melting down about, oh, all these tariffs, you got to wait to see what happens. Okay. He's not going to put in every tariff possible like David Pakman pretends. It's a negotiating tactic. And like this idea where they're like, no, Trump should like handcuff himself. You need to tie one hand behind your back when you're negotiating. That's ridiculous. That's no, I'm not interested in that. Get what is good for the country without obviously going to war. Not interested in going to war. He's not going to go to war with Greenland. That's ridiculous. He's not going to war with Canada. Okay. But this, you know, it reminds me like they, and this was probably because of the way, because of the source. The source was like an anonymous person inside Trump's administration. This was during the first administration when he said he was going to invade Mexico. Now, the thing about that, though, is if it's true, it's like one of these things where like Trump's talking and he basically makes an off the cuff comment to kind of let you know that like we do have the upper hand here. It doesn't mean that he's actually going to invade Mexico. Okay. If he was actually going to like, you know, like, or if you're talking about Iran or like how he was dealing with Kim Jong-un, the Kim Jong-un strategy, he talked mad to Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un shut the fuck up, and then they had a nice conversation. So the idea that, oh, no, you shouldn't. Look, it's one thing if he, like, went to war with Iran. Yeah, that's I don't think he would because he knows he's going to lose a core part of the base if he does that, right? And I'm sure, you know, the whole term, Miriam Adelson's going to be in his ear, and Netanyahu, they're going to be like, come on, please go to war with Iran. I don't think he's going to do it because I think he knows you're going to lose the base. The base doesn't want you to go to war with Iran anyway. But if you're talking to try to get Iran or whoever the Kim Jong-un to back off, I don't have a problem with that. And I just don't understand the logic of telling this guy, hey, tie your hands behind your back and just be like a lamb to all these crazy dictators. No, I don't agree with that. Just don't go to war with Iran. Anyway, whatever. Let's get back to this. Before we get to the PolitiFact crybabying, allow me to sum up what's happening here. For the first time since the creation of mass media 100 years ago, we are witnessing an end to the bad guys having control over the flow of information. I do think that's true. Control over what debate is acceptable, what questions are asked, what is and is not covered, what does and does not matter. In other words, the narrative. We all saw it yesterday on January 6th as the corporate media pleasured themselves, pretending that a mostly peaceful protest where no one brought weapons was an insurrection. Nobody listened. No one cared. The media are chubby checker still singing the twist in 1991, while normal people focus on what matters, the future at the hands of a president who actually loves his country. Yes, we should be wary of Zuckerberg's transformation into a red-pilled believer in free speech, but maybe, just maybe, this is who he really is. Well, look, it's possible. No, I mean, look, most people are cowards. So when the commies win, they do what the commies won. Now the good guys won, and they're going to do what the good guys want, okay? And if the commies win again, Mark Zuckerberg's going to get on his knees and he's going to say, oh, yeah, tell me what to do, daddy, and they're going to do it. That's what these people do. Okay. And that's how it is. That's most people. Maybe Trump's reelection triumph in the face of 100% media opposition showed Zuckerberg that the media's hold on power is an illusion. Maybe Elon Musk thriving in the face of 100% media opposition drove the point home, you know, barring his recent misstep that hopefully he recovers from. I'm rooting for him to recover from it, but I am not going to give him the benefit of the doubt, Alex Jones, with all due respect. Whatever his intentions, Zuckerberg had a clear choice between MAGA and the legacy media. And not only did he choose MAGA, he called the media and their fake fact checkers censors and biased and announced a total end to their influence on Facebook and Instagram, two of the most powerful communication tools ever created. I don't think I have any sort of how would I exist on Instagram? I don't even like what would is it like TikTok with shorts? I did open a TikTok account, but it's so difficult finding clean clips without profanities and, you know, maybe I should do the beeping thing, see what happens on TikTok. Anyway, whatever. So of course the fascists at PolitiFact are butthurt. No more can they tell a billion plus people on Facebook and Instagram that lies are truth. No more can they intimidate normal people from speaking a truth or floating a crazy idea, Biden's dementia, that might actually turn out to be true. No more can they control the debate, the questions asked, or what we as a free people wish to discuss and how we wish to discuss it. PolitiFact and their daddy backers are the fascist pointer at the Fascist Pointer Institute. Do not give a damn about democracy or free speech. What they want to do is empower the state by disempowering the individual's right to be an individual. Therefore, this is glorious. So this Aaron Shackerman said, PolitiFact will have more to say on this, but these are my thoughts. Who cares? Who cares? You belong in prison. The bad guys are finally losing, and they're losing badly. You can listen to the lamentations of their women. Angie Drabanik-Hallman, who probably has a giant said, here's my statement. I don't care, commie. Eat your statement. Who cares? Statements are for people like names, okay? No one's watching CNN or MSNBC. The Washington Post is collapsing. The New York Times is beholden to its far-left subscribers and lives in that echo chamber. The Los Angeles Times is openly courting Trump supporters. And now Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, the public square, are free on the legacy media's evil and corrupt influence. If villains like PolitiFact can no longer control how we talk to one another online, they have nothing. Everything changed today. I hope you're right, Mr. Nolte. I hope you're right. It's possible. The way I operate, and this is just how I operate, do with it what you will, is I got to see it, and then I'll go, hey, look at that, and then I'll believe it. It's very simple. Demonstrate that it's true, and then I'll be happy to believe it. That I do this with everything, whether it's belief in the supernatural or whatever else. It's just, hey, I'll believe it when I see it. So if Facebook becomes like Rumble, I'll say, hey, look, Nolte was right. Zuckerberg did it. Great. Open the account and we will, we'll go about our business. But I got to see it first. We must remain vigilant with Bond villains like Mark Zuckerberg. I think that's reasonable, right? Don't trust him, but because he's a Bond villain, but hey, if he's going to do it, great. But everything changed and the lamentations of their women prove it. Yeah, well, you know, hopefully that's true. Hopefully that's true.